Here on the Hill, we are actively working to promote and support all of the many, many local organizations. Some of them have existed for a long time. Some of them are just forming now that are stepping up their efforts to help people in need. And that need is only growing as we get further and further into the COVID-19 outbreak. One of the most vulnerable populations in any community is the homeless population. And there is an organization called Hearts for the Homeless International. It is a nonprofit that works to specifically help homeless people with health issues, reducing cardiovascular disease and chronic hypertension among people experiencing homelessness, both locally and beyond. Now they are shifting, or actually really more adding efforts to help people with homelessness deal with the COVID-19 outbreak and specifically try to prevent it. We're joined on the phone now by Kayla Farrow, who is the treasurer of Hearts for the Homeless International. She's based out of Chapel Hill. You can find more information on the organization, by the way, at h4hinternational.org, and that's the number four there, h4hinternational.org. Kayla, thank you so much for being with us today.
Yeah, no problem, Aaron. Thanks for having me.
So, first of all, that was the five-second summary of Hearts for the Homeless International, but tell us more about it. What's the history, and how did you get involved?
So I, as an undergrad at the University of Central Florida in Orlando, it started as just a club there through the university, and then myself, along with a group of my other student leaders in the organization, we started as a nonprofit, and that's kind of when we became Hearts for the Homeless International, and we've expanded to about 10 cities across the United States as of 2016, and we do have a chapter here in Chapel Hill now that I'm running with some other UNC students.
How many people do you serve?
Here in Chapel Hill, we just started in December 2019, so we're fairly new. And we've served about 90 homeless individuals as of now. And then as a nonprofit as a whole across the United States, we've served over 3,000.
Wow. And your work focuses on health specifically. So what are some of the things that you typically do?
So at every one of our screening events that we do weekly, we offer free blood pressure screenings. So we use just electronic automatic blood pressure machines, and it gives them their blood pressure. And then we kind of educate them on what their results mean. And then we connect them to other resources in the community. So our two other partners are IFC and SHAC. And SHAC is the Student Health Action Coalition. It's a free clinic in Carrboro. So we just give them bus routes, we give them their phone number, anything that we can really help to connect them with the resources that are already in the community.
Speaking with Kayla Farrow again, h4hinternational.org for more information on Hearts for the Homeless International, which again works in cities around the country, including here in Chapel Hill. So like I think every organization, you're responding very quickly to the COVID-19 outbreak. What is it that you're doing to help people experiencing homelessness here?
So last week, myself, along with a colleague, Maureen Whittlesey, we went out and we started handing out free packets, bars of soap and water, and then a little information guide, kind of what was going on, because a few of them were unaware of the pandemic. So we were just educating them on what was going on and ways that they can hopefully prevent it. And then we offered the soap. And then moving forward, as the pandemic kind of gets a little more intense, we're working to install portable hand washing stations. So a group of undergrad students, Maureen, along with Amanda and Tori Lynn, are designing a prototype to install these portable hand washing stations at the chapters that we have across the country, including Chapel Hill, to hopefully provide a way for the homeless to wash their hands before eating their meals, even entering the shelters, or just in any other situations. And this is kind of like across the country, a lot of university students are involved, so it's a really cool project to be a part of.
And you've had a chance to speak with some folks in our community who are experiencing homelessness. What is the situation like for them? How are they responding to this epidemic?
I think they're responding like the rest of us. kind of stress on what the future is going to hold for them. A lot of other community, like you mentioned, a lot of other community organizations are responding very quickly as well. So IFC is still offering their meals every night. They're just offering them on a to-go basis. So one individual I spoke to who is experiencing homelessness in the community, she was just nervous about the unstable conditions that are going to be facing her. Like, she already is stressed being homeless, and then add this on top. She doesn't know if she can get in the shelter every night or if she can get access to a meal every night. So I think just the nerves of the unknown is what is stressing everyone out, along with the rest of the community.
Speaking with Kayla Farrow again, h4hinternational.org, and that's the number four there, h4hinternational.org, for more information on Hearts for the Homeless International, which includes the chapter here in Chapel Hill. So people are listening out there and they want to help in some way. What can they do? What do you need? How can people help, and where can they go to do it?
So we're trying to, like I mentioned, our next step is to develop these hand washing stations, and we have to purchase all the materials for those now. We're still working on a prototype, but it would be typically like a cooler or a lot more water, some soap. So if you do go to our website, you can find our contact information, which our Gmail account is just h4hinternational@gmail.com. If you want to help out, we are accepting donations. And we also would just like, if you have any ideas of how you can help this population as well, we're always open to new initiatives and new projects.
Anything else that people need to know about your work right now or Hearts for the Homeless in general?
No, I think we covered it all. I really appreciate you giving us this platform and letting us talk about this today.
Again, h4hinternational.org for more information. Again, that's the number 4, h4hinternational.org. Kayla Farrow, thank you so much for being with us today and for all you're doing.
Yes, thank you, Aaron.